to do this, we'll call it mini exercise or scan of awareness, you'll need to be able to stand up somewhere with a bit of space around you. So if you just look around so that there's, you know, an arm's distance from you to a wall or chairs, so that you know that there's space to step forward 2 steps to your right, 2 steps to your left, 2 steps and to your back, 2 steps. And just notice how you stand. And if you've never really paid attention to that, you might be wondering, well, what should I pay attention to? And perhaps just sense where your feet are under you. And that might encourage you to look at your feet, but can you sense them before you even look at them? Can you tell if one foot is more weighted than the other? Or if both of them have a fairly even stance? Or it could be that they feel different in contact with the ground. One foot might have more weight towards the heel or the outside edge of one foot. One foot might have more weight on the inside. So just pay attention to your feet. And where do your eyes fall naturally? So do you look ahead? Do you look down a bit? Do you gaze a little bit upwards? And what about your breathing? And notice, the moment I say the word breathing or breath, did you just notice that you were holding your breath, or did you take a big breath as soon as I said that? Now try this. Because I don't know how you're standing, I can't see you. We're going to do something a little extreme. And put yourself in a place where you're leaning way too far forward, but not to the point of having to take a step forward. So lean a little too far forward, and then come back. Then come back. I'm going to get you to do it again. And as you do this exploration of moving forward, notice what keeps you from falling forward or from taking a step forward. So try it again. Where do you feel a contraction in your muscles? Do you feel a holding somewhere in your body? Does your breath change? What do you do with your mouth? The back of your neck, your calves, and you come back. You don't worry about holding it till you're tired, but you go again, and each time you go forward, You go slow enough so that you notice the moment something catches you. And what happens is it's actually your brain sensing, oh my goodness, we're going out of our center point and we need to do something to keep me from falling. It's very involuntary. And when you come back, you go back slow enough. You go back slow enough so that you notice the moment your muscles, your attention can melt a little bit, it can relax, and you find this sweet spot where you really can sense that potent place of standing comes in, where your breath can be free, where your hands don't need to be tensed. Now try the opposite. Go backwards. So lean back into your heels. Feel what catches you. What do your toes do? Do your arms pull forward a little bit to counterbalance you? Does your head try to reach forward? So many options, so many things that could be happening pending your history, your injuries, your current normal standing posture. Try and do this too without bending your knees so much. You keep your legs fairly straight, so it's like you're a tree bending in the wind. You're swaying backwards. And when you come back, just as when you went forward, you go back slowly enough so that you feel your brain settle a bit. And you make each movement distinct. You come back, you settle, and you look around a little bit. You orient to the room around you. You bring yourself into the environment a touch. Okay, good. Now go forward and back. So combine these two elements of forward, where you feel the catch. You come into this middle point somewhere where you feel everything settle, and then you go back, and then you come forward. And each time you come to this sweet spot, this potent place where it's not this nor that, your breath can be free, the least amount of tension you can sense is happening, you take a moment to pause and you really own that place. You really sense it, you feel it, and you look around. You orient, you see what's around you, and you notice what it feels like to be in this potent posture. And as you go forward and back and you explore this, you make the movement less distance, so you shorten it so that you go half of the distance forward and half of the distance back, so that you fine-tune this ability to sense the moment something catches you. And the moment you feel that catch, you go, oh, there it is, and then you come back a little bit. One of the best ways to know you're in a potent place of posture, of standing, in this case standing, is your breath. When can your breath be its freest? When can your breath expand forward, back, up, down, left, right, like a big balloon? Without forcing it, but just when can air most naturally come in? And it can come in because there is very little muscular effort keeping you up. Obviously, you need some muscle to keep you upright in space. We call those your anti-gravity muscles. But how can you stand such that just those muscles are working, and those muscles are working at the most minimum? Imagine what it would be like to live in this kind of easy position. And then imagine what it would be like to live a little too far forward all the time, or a little too far back, and how much energy and effort you would use if you were out of this potent place. The attention to detail that you would miss if you were always having to if your brain was always having to keep you from falling. Now imagine what it would be like to move in all the dimensions, all the degrees of freedom that a human system can move, turning and squatting and sitting and rotating and dancing and running, all these movements. If you had this capacity to have this perfect, potent balance, always. And that's one of the pieces that you'll learn when you follow more of these lessons, as you build in more complexity, more orientation, this ability to constantly find a balance, this potent posture. It isn't just about finding it in standing. This is a really easy way to start learning about this quality of potency in action. So I'll encourage you, as you go through your day, if you're standing doing the dishes or standing in a lineup at a grocery store, what have you, to play with this idea of where you are on your feet and where you can be potent in your position so that your attention can be focused on your environment and the things that you do.